I see what masquerades as the Christian church in this postmodern, post-Christian world. I perceive two mighty pillars. They're still standing, but barely. Only a handful of folks, only a handful of churchgoers know what they even represent, and even fewer care to be concerned about. Number one, shout number one.
Number one.
Number one. The absolute necessity of heart conversion. Something Jesus branded, for you rebranders, Jesus branded it. You must be born again. You're not shouting now. Somebody didn't know that was in the Bible. It's in John chapter 3. Shout, be born again. Oh, I'm born again. No, you made a decision. That's why the devil has so much victory over you. That's how come you can't just walk over to the fire, because there ain't none, and shake the viper off. Some of you have been fighting the same devil for the last 25 years. I got news for you. You get what I'm talking about tonight, you won't fight him tomorrow. Look, they don't even know how to fight. You want a formula. You want a plan. Good God Almighty. Secondly, reserved for Sunday night in a back room or a home group. Because we ain't got no time for him. I'm talking about the mighty flowing over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate, old-fashioned baptism in the Holy Ghost. Look, some people, when I first met you, you were full of the Holy Ghost. Tonight you're gonna get saved. I said, tonight you're gonna get saved. Shout, be born again. This year, 1 million people walking this planet right now will end up in hell in 1 year. 1 million. I expected it to get quiet. Listen, folks, you heard me in that little clip. Lord, in your name, we had a big crowd. We cast out devils. Yeah, but you forgot. That was my name. And I don't know you. One million people this year will spend eternity in hell, which you backslidden, filthy, lying, deceiver, devil with flesh wrapped around you, telling people there is no hell just because you ain't had a vision of it, because you ain't called, does not make it any less real, and God will require their blood at your head. You're not getting off. Look, they don't even shout. Jesus said, if you're against me, if you're not for me, you're against me. Well, you need to get a revelation of love. God loved your sin-sick, desperate, depraved, dying, destitute, diseased soul enough to raise me back from the dead to make sure you never know what hell looks like. Hell. So the bones came together and there was a great noise. Sounds like church, don't it? A lot of noise, man. There was a lot of noise when that junior prophet was cutting that tree down. Chips were flying everywhere. There was a lot of commotion. Some have mistaken rattle for revival. Some have mistaken action for unction. Hell is real. Hell is real. Yes. 300,000 people a day are going there. 200 a minute. Hell. I came to the camp meeting, got just what I needed, a vision of hell. We don't want that. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. We are inclusive. Oh, I thought you believed the gospel. Please show me where the gospel is inclusive. Please find me one verse in your Bible that tells you the church is supposed to be inclusive. Jesus said, I dare you to try to get in this thing.
Because this is exclusive. It's exclusive. Here's how he said you could get in. Die. You're feeling good, or you're having a more successful life, is not why Jesus died. Oh, there are benefits. Whoopee. I don't care if I live in a shack, if the Spirit of God fills that place. I don't care. I don't have to live in a shack. You recoil against any. I'm blessed. I mean, I'm blessed, man. But I fear we're blessing people to hell. They think this is a Ponzi scheme. They do. Isaiah wanted to see God. He didn't run to some altar and pray some 5-minute confession so we could get the next crowd in. Does anybody remember? Clint, I know you remember. Old upright piano like that. Wood pews. I remember the glory. It's not a story to me. It's not something somebody told me. I remember. I remember the night I got saved. Some of you can't even shout. Sister Gillicuddy on one side and Sister Yay Yay on the other. 30 people in the building. Wooden benches. 45-watt light bulb hanging down. Now, if I believed that'd save you, that's what this place would look like. But it doesn't. People are always saying, well, but times change and we have to change. Well, change your methods. Nobody cares about your dumb methods. They ain't as cool as you think they are anyway. I don't care about your methods. Is there life change? Yeah, this is an altar. This is where folk come to die. They come to... Well, I thought this is where they come to get blessed. Well, they can get blessed after they die. We got the heart before the course here. Hell. That book says it's a place of the eternal incarceration of the doomed and damned souls of men, and it is forever.
Well, I'm here today outside the great Summerall Tabernacle of World Harvest Church with a miracle that's been 2 years in the making. The great gospel gateway is taking shape behind me. The red tape has been cut. The permits are all finally in place. And soon, thousands and thousands will walk through those beautiful brick arches, each one a testimony that King Jesus still saves, still revives, and revival is sweeping the globe. It's not a monument to a movement or a man. It's a milestone to the glory of God. We're seeing children giving their lives to Christ. 3,000 in the past year, just at sidewalk Sunday schools in the neighborhoods alone. Because of you, we're raising up the next generation of evangelists and pastors who are ready to take their place in a great end time harvest of souls for King Jesus. There's still time, you know, for me to honor your sacrificial gospel gateway gift. Please allow me to place the name of your choice around this testimony of faith for tens upon tens of thousands to see and rejoice with you. You'll hear more about that in just a few moments. Today, your gospel gateway seed faith gift will give hope to a family in desperate need. They'll receive food and the bread of life, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our expanding, exploding breakthrough media outreaches will continue to bring the word of the living Christ to every nation on the globe, from Russia, Israel, Africa, and the Americas. Because of you, the sun never sets on a broadcast of your breakthrough. Please, let me hear from you today, won't you? With a gift of $50 or $150 or your very best love gift. Always, always include your prayer request. I'll pray for you twice a day, every day, and we'll have more from Dominion Camp Meeting right after this.
Thank you for your thoughtful and generous Gospel Gateway gift. Because of you, Breakthrough is reaching more souls than ever before. The sun never sets around the world on a Breakthrough broadcast. Help us continue bringing the word of the living Christ to every nation. Together, we are equipping the next generation of revivalists, reaching children and young adults with the power of the gospel. In the past year alone, thousands have been saved through neighborhood sidewalk Sunday schools. With your gift of $150 or more, you'll reserve a lasting place of honor at Breakthrough's Gospel Gateway. Soon, tens of thousands will walk through its beautiful brick arches, a bold testimony declaring that Jesus Christ still saves, delivers, and heals. As our thank you, we'll send you the inspiring Hope Devotional Bible. Start each morning in Proverbs for wisdom and end your day with the comfort of Psalms. You'll love the clarity and power of the Passion Translation, along with Pastor Parsley's uplifting devotional insights that will fill your heart with hope. And with the gift of any amount, we'll also send you Dr. Parsley's book, Repairers of the Breach, 10 faith-building chapters expanding on a timeless landmark message that has inspired millions worldwide. Call, write, or give securely at rodparsley.com. Your Gospel Gateway love gift of $150, $1,000, or your very best amount will produce fruit far beyond your lifetime, a perpetual harvest of souls. Thank you for helping us celebrate a milestone of miracles through Breakthrough's Gospel Gateway.
Will being lukewarm send me to hell? Well, I don't know how you're going to go to heaven with God spitting you out of his mouth. Let's see. Wretched, poor, blind, naked, no righteousness. So if God looked at you and said, you are wretched, poor, blind, and naked, come on in. I mean, is that the way your pastor would describe a believer? Naked, poor, blind, wretched, spewed out of the mouth of God? I don't think so. Look at your neighbor and say, you are filthy rich. Because preachers won't preach this. Most preachers want to keep you poor, so you have to depend on them. That's another message. You don't have time for God. He's not on your agenda.
Here's the problem. Zacchaeus was rich, like really rich. And Jesus passed by. And Zacchaeus got called to, and he came down. And you know the first thing he said? You have a Bible, don't you? He said, I'm going to take everything I have. Everything! And I'm going to give it to the poor. And if I've wronged anybody, I'm going to find them. And I'm going to pay them back four times everything I stole from them. And Jesus said, come on down out of that sycamore tree. I'm going to your house, bro. It was Jesus who said it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven. Ain't this a camp meeting message? It's harder for America to get into heaven than for a camel to bow down, take its pack off its backs, and crawl through that little opening in Bethlehem through the eye of the needle. Here's good news. I like this part. He said it's hard. He did not say it's impossible. That's why I believe America can have a revival. Somebody stand up and shout.
Well, as you can probably hear behind me, crews are working right now on the glorious Gospel Gateway. Because of you, tens upon tens of thousands will be able to walk right through this area to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ preached as always, without apology, without compromise. And you, my dear friend, still have time to help me complete this glorious construction. It'll be all brick, so beautiful. To show my thanks for your gift today of $150, and we need everyone to step up that possibly can, $150 or more. When that gift arrives, I'll add your name or the name of a loved one to be permanently displayed right here. Generation after generation will know that you were found faithful to the gospel of Christ. In a moment, you'll hear more about some very, very special thank you gifts from my heart to your life. Your generous love gifts will help us equip the next generation of pastors and evangelists, of prophets and teachers and apostles, music ministries. As you know, we've lost some tremendous voices for the gospel over this past summer. So it's time to step up, not step back. So call now, won't you, with your very best Gospel Gateway seed, maybe $50 or $150, or for those that God deals very specifically with, that love gift of $1,000. You can also write, or you can give safely, as always, at that secure website, rodparsley.com. I want to thank you, and I'll see you next time, where for 50 years we've been proclaiming the gospel, and right here at Dominion Camp Meeting, July 3, 4, 5. You've got to be here for the celebration of America's camp meeting, America's 250th anniversary.
thank you for your thoughtful and generous Gospel Gateway gift. Because of you, Breakthrough is reaching more souls than ever before. The sun never sets around the world on a Breakthrough broadcast. Help us continue bringing the word of the living Christ to every nation. Together, we are equipping the next generation of revivalists, reaching children and young adults with the power of the gospel. In the past year alone, thousands have been saved through Neighborhood Sidewalk Sunday Schools. With your gift of $150 or more, you'll reserve a lasting place of honor at Breakthrough's Gospel Gateway. Soon, tens of thousands will walk through its beautiful brick arches, a bold testimony declaring that Jesus Christ still saves, delivers, and heals. As our thank you, we'll send you the inspiring Hope Devotional Bible. Start each morning in Proverbs for wisdom and end your day with the comfort of Psalms. You'll love the clarity and power of the Passion Translation, along with Pastor Parsley's uplifting devotional insights that will fill your heart with hope. And with the gift of any amount, we'll also send you Dr. Parsley's book, Repairers of the Breach. 10 faith-building chapters expanding on a timeless landmark message that has inspired millions worldwide. Call, write, or give securely at rodparsley.com. Your Gospel Gateway love gift of $150, $1,000, or your very best amount will produce fruit far beyond your lifetime, a perpetual harvest of souls. Thank you for helping us celebrate a milestone of miracles through Breakthrough's Gospel Gateway.
There's still more for you to do for God, for your family, for your city, for the nation, for yourself.
This next season is not going to be about a powerful person. It's going to be about a powerful people.
I will stay here another day. I will prophesy myself into glory.
We stand on the word of God. We stand on the promise of God. We stand on the finished work of Jesus. We need a church that stands.
Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare give up. Your Kairos moment is coming.
For this reason was I born. For this moment.
God wants to breathe a fresh word on you, on your relationships, your family, your business, your mindset.
We've got to reach this generation for Jesus.
July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Dominion Camp Meeting. A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, where the compassionate outreach of Bridge of Hope is advancing the gospel worldwide. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.